1561, a young musician arrived from Turin with the hopes of employment in the Scottish court of Mary, Queen of Scots. The musician, David Rizzio, was gifted and ambitious, and his timing was excellent. The musical Queen Mary had three courtiers who sang tenor, but she was in need of a bass. Rizzio, with his rich vocal range, quickly proved himself invaluable. His intelligence, charm, and wit made him excellent company, and he swiftly rose in favour. Before long, he had been appointed Mary's private secretary for French correspondence. But court favour can be perilous. Rizzio's closeness to the Queen provoked jealousy, particularly from her husband, Lord Darnley. Influenced by political adversaries, Darnley became convinced that Rizzio was not merely a court functionary, but also Mary's lover. A plan was devised to get rid of him. On the night of the 9th of March, 1566, while Mary was dining privately with Rizzio and friends in her chambers at Holyrood Palace, Darnley and his co-conspirators stormed in. Rizzio was seized and dragged from the Queen's side and stabbed to death in front of her. His tragic story left a lingering fascination, and in 1725, over a century and a half later, his name was inaccurately used in a publication of Scottish folk music by music collector William Thomas. Attributing tunes to the legendary Rizzio added to the appeal of the music. The collection captured the imagination of Francesco Geminiani, an Italian composer then living in London. He admired the melodies and integrated them into his own work, a dissertation on the good taste in music. In it, he credited Rizzio as a civilizing force in Scottish music, writing that prior to Rizzio's influence, the nation's melodies were, in his words, entirely rude and barbarous. Geminiani used these Scottish melodies to demonstrate good taste in ornamentation. From this collection, here's an exuberant jig, Sleepy Body. It's played by the Palladian Ensemble from what is my all-time favourite CD, aptly called An Excess of Pleasure. Was Geminiani's Sleepy Body, performed by the Palladian Ensemble.